Okay, today's daf is Tainas Daf Lamed, the second to last daf here in the Masechta. And we're going to talk about Talmud Torah on Shabbos. That starts with interesting diuk from and a parallel from the Gemara here on the bottom of Lamed Abaal. The Gemara here in Tainas Daf Lamed discusses what one is allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. As we know, there's an isser of learning whatever one wants on Tisha B'Av, like an Avel is not allowed to learn whatever he wants. So on Tisha B'Av also, says the Gemara here, Machlokas Tanoim, Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Mitzvos Anogos B'Av Anogos B'Tisha B'Av. All mitzvos that are knowing by someone sitting Shiva, by an Avel, is also knowing on Tisha B'Av. Aser Bachila Ubishasiya Uber. Well, that's not for an Avel, but that's additional on Tisha B'Av, the eating and the drinking. An Avel is not allowed to eat and drink, but these are all parallel. Ubisicha, a smearing for enjoyment, ubinilas asandal and leather shoes, ubatash shamita, the aser likros batora benavim ubeksuvim, and it's aser to learn Tanakh, v'lashanos b'mishna ubetalmud, and to learn Mishnah, to learn Gemara, right? Uba medrash, uba halachos, uba agados, and medrash, right? To learn all different things. One is aser to do that during Shiva. One is aser to do that during Tisha B'Av. Aval kori uba makom she'enu raga likros, but you can learn something you're not used to. Makom she'enu raga likros. One is allowed to do that. V'shonu b'makom she'enu raga l'shanos. And one can learn, right, could be kore, it's something that's, that you're not raga, right, meaning Tanakh, and shona, and learn something in a place that you're not normally used to learning. Why? Rashi, b'makom, well, we'll start with the Yisra. Why is there an Yisra in the first place to learn on Tisha B'Av or during Shiva? Because Torah brings simcha, and there can't be a simcha here. That's what Rashi quotes here. Torah Hashem Temima, Mishivas Nafesh, and Misamchei Lev. Right? Torah is Misamech Lahart. And even if we don't know it, our neshama knows it, and therefore one is allowed to learn during Shiva. But in a place that you're not normally learning, the first opinion here in the Brisa says, Mavakav Shina Raga Likros, Tekiva Delo Yada is Leit Sara. Because it's the first time I'm learning something, you know, it's not comfortable, it's not so enjoyable. So therefore, I'm allowed to do that on Tisha B'Av. V'kore, and then the Brisa continues, V'kore b'kinos, kinos means Eicha, b'iov u'bedvarim ha'ro'im sher b'yirmiyahu. V'tidok l'shabes rabban mevatlin, b'shum sh'nemar, b'kudi yashem b'sharim eslam chilev. That is the Shita, the first opinion in the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, Af eino kore b'makam she'ino ragel likros. V'eino she'no makam she'ino ragel lishros. You can't learn something even if you're not used to it. Because there's still simcha. There's still simcha even if I'm not used to it. That all he agrees to. So that's we've discussed. So this is the machlokas regarding dvarim she'eno ragel bahem. Right, an Avel, is an Avel allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim? It's interesting. On Tisha B'Av it says you're allowed to learn Iyov and Yirmiyahu, parts of Yirmiyahu. So that's interesting. The Gemara never says Beferish about this. It says it about Tisha B'Av. So an Avel is allowed to learn Hilchas Avel. Is an Avel allowed to learn Yirmiyahu and Iyov? So that is a discussion. The Rush in the Rabbeinu Tam and Moed Katan says no. On Daf Chaf Aleph, the Rush says yes. And the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya. In Shin Pei Dalet, is Mekel regarding this question. But it's interesting. Here the Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, Lachor Rabbi Meir, holds as a Machlokas whether you're allowed to learn things that you're not used to learning on Tisha B'Av. And we paskin, like Shulchan Aruch says, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right, that you can't learn it if you're not used to it. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Yud, Sif Aleph. Sifalov, Tisha B'Av, Aser Rechizu B'Sichu D'Esasal Avla Shemita, quotes this Brisa. Vasil Likros Torah Nevi'im B'Ksuvim L'Shos B'Mishno B'Medrish B'Shiv Shedemar B'Kudu Shem Shem Aslam Chilev. Aval Koriyu B'Iyov U'B'Dvarim Haram Shem B'Yom Riyahu. V'im Yesh B'Nam P'Sukim Nechama Tzorach L'Dalkam. You get to the comforting P'Sukim in Yom Riyahu, you have to skip them. Right? Because that's not part of the allowance. But it doesn't say anything here about any other allowance. Right, so l'chora, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning we don't, one is not allowed to learn dvarim that I am not used to. That heter does not apply. So that is in Hilchos Avel. If we look in the Arzarua in Hilchos Shabbos, Chelek Beis Os Peites relates this machlokas to Shabbos. And he says, whatever you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, because it's not painful, you're allowed to learn on Shabbos. And whatever you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, so then you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos. Because Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to have the Simcha. And Shabbos, you have to have the Simcha. And if something's allowed on Tisha B'Av, that means it's Mitzaer, so that you're not allowed to have that on Shabbos. Right? So that's, and therefore you would have the same Machlokas Tanoim in Tisha B'Av and in Shabbos. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to learn this on Shabbos because it gives Tisha B'Av because it gives Simcha. Dvarim She'enu Ragil Bahem, things that you're not used to. So he'd say you'd be able to do the learn on Shabbos. Because inherently gives Simcha. That's the here he has this in Hilchas Motzei Shabbos, where he talks about the learning on Shabbos, whether Ochal V'Shosa, Yoshe V'Shona, which Rabbi Shimon will get back to soon. But then he quotes Umiyu Ain Shonim B'Shabbosos V'Yom Tovim Ela B'Dvarim Aragel Bahem Uba Agados Avol Dvarim She'Eino Ragel Bahem Tsarulo Ki Ahi the Perak B'Shol Shaprakim the Tanur Rabbanan Kol Mitzvos and Ogos Ba'Avel quotes our Gemara. But then he says Miyu Hakol Mutter to Rabbi Yehuda Palig. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says that one is allowed to. V'Akul Hukai quotes the end of the Rabbi Yehuda Shita. B'Kutz Shem Shem Salam Chilei V'Akul Hukai. He goes on everything. Hilchach Mina Kasher La'Achar Shiosim Beis Hakneses. B'Shabbes Shachris Holchem Le'Echol. After you daven, you go eat. V'Achar Achila Yishenim. Then you go sleep. L'Tainuk Shabbes V'Achar Shena Lomdim. Then you get up and learn. You go to a shir and you go to a you learn something even if you've never learned it before. That is okay. So again, the Ar Zeruah is the one that opens this up to us in Hilchos Shabbos. But even in Hilchos Shabbos, interesting, it talks about in Yoredeya, again, in the days of old, yeshivas and Tinoka Shabbos Rabban were open every day of the year, right, except for Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach, maybe Tisha B'Av, but every day they had school. They had school on Shabbos also. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, Reish Mem He Yud Dalid, Ein Konrin L'Tinokos B'Shabbos Mitchila. You can't teach children something new on Shabbos. Why? Mashalo lamdu, mishum torach Shabbos. It's tircha, it's not so enjoyable. Avo mashakara pamachas shonim osol lam b'Shabbos. But whatever they learn once, you can learn. Sounds like learning something new, so it sounds like Rabbi Meir Shita. Right? Not exactly like the Ur Zeruah that it's a parallel. It might be b'chalik between children learning, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look in the Pisachei Tshuva, on that Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya Reish Mem Hei, nirexas, no! A different svara. Nirexas to kol shekein shlo yishan alem davar yashan mashalom du kfar. Right, to learn to review with them. That's even worse. What do people like better? Right, to learn something new or to review? Some people find review very hard. You know, it's I like to learn something new and exciting and something that goes on to the brain. So interesting. You could hear both svaras. But ha'isa biyom adav chavtes migmar ba'atike kasha mechadata umiyo yesh lachalik. So this is an issue about learning something new, something that you're not ruggling, lemaisa, what everyone enjoys learning, one should learn. And if somebody does not enjoy learning something, maybe one should stay away from that if one doesn't enjoy it. But again, that's the in terms of topic. Halacha, like what should one learn? Is there a preference? So there is a discussion going back, way back when, to the Midrashim. The Midrashim already say, the Torah quotes. The Torah quotes it in Reish Sadi in Hilchos Shabbos, the Medrash, the Achar Shein Kovim Medrash. Right, you eat and you daven and you eat. You take a little rest and then you go learn Kedisa B'Medrash, Amra Torah Lefanei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Yachnisu Yisrael La'aretz. When Bnei Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, Zeratz LaKarmo VeZeratz LaSadeu. Right, there's a physical, natural existence. So everybody's going to be working in the fields. V'Ani Matei Alai. What's going to be with me? Says the Torah to Hashem. Amar La Yesh Li Zug. Shadi Mizavig Lacha, I have a pair for you. I have a pair for you. V'Shabbos Shmo. Shabbos is your pair. Shehem B'Tela Mimalachtam. Because on that day, they're not going to go out to work. V'Yecholon La'asuk B'cha. And they can be Osik in you. Right, so the Medrash already says, way back 2,000 years ago, that Shabbos is the day that Hashem says Jews are going to learn. Al-Kain, Tzarech She'ikvu, Medrash Lahodiya La'am Es Chukehu Elokim Es Torosav. The language of the Torah, therefore, to be Kovei Medrash, to let people know the laws of God and His rules. Chuki Elokim Be'estarosav. Right, that's the Torah. The Beis Yosef also quotes the Midrashim in the beginning of Vayakel Moshe. Ba'alei Agada Hayomer Mitchilas HaTorah Vatzofa. Ein Ba'parsha Shnemer Ba'kihila. Barosha. Ela Parsha Zubavad. Only at the beginning of Vayakel. It's the first time the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu got all, and everyone, got all the Jews together. V'lama kach, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Raid Va'aseli Kihilos Kihilos Gedolos B'Shabbos. Moshe, make big groups on Shabbos. Kadesha Yomadu Kaladoro Sabayim Acharecha, so that all future generations will learn from you. Lahakil Kihilos Bechol Shabbos. To gather in groups on Shabbos. Lihikanis Batikanasios Batimidrashos. To go into the shuls. Lomod Bahem Torah Larabim. To teach them Torah. Right, the Shabbos afternoon shiur goes back a long time. Goes back a long time. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, give a Shabbos afternoon shiur so that all future generations will learn that you have to learn Torah Shabbos afternoon. That's number one. Davar Acher, Vayakal Moshe, Amar LaMakadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Imatem Nikalim B'Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos, but they can answer about the Midrashos, if you gather on Shabbos in all the shuls, V'Karin B'Torah B'Neviim, Ma'alein Elechem Kiluhim Lachtem Osibo Lami, Shekini Sheyoan Avi Mefarish, Atem Eidainu Mashem V'Chulu, Umikan, says the Beis Yosef, Samchu b'chol tfusos hagola lehis kabeitz b'bat eknesios likros mikro v'lidrosh b'divrei agada achar seudas shachris. Right, and you have that in the afternoon that you learn. Interesting, the Beis Yosef's lashon, the Torah's lashon was chukei elokim be'ez tarosav. The Beis Yosef says likros medrash mikros mikro v'lidrosh b'divrei agada. The Bach says I think you should teach halacha. That's not what the Beis Yosef sounds like. Beis Yosef sounds like it's a little more flexible. Teach something inspiring. The Bach says, look at the language of the tour. Lodias chuki elokim. Umikarev nispashet, says the Bach. Right, 100 years after the Beis Yosef. Lidrosh kol drashos ba'agados v'lo b'dinav halachos kol ikir neged das toraseinu. I think it's wrong. To teach halacha. The halacha, not the v'agada. To ikir adrasha tzorach shetia lulamin is chuki elokim is tarosav. Lohoros hilcha Shabbos. Ha'asr v'amutar. Tell him what's mutter. Lefim hashakorin b'Shabbos b'sefer Torah. Gam lahamshich hazlev hashomim b'agada hamadrichan liras Hashem l'mana michait lefanav yizbarach l'tshuva. Okay. Lo yishi chavein laharos ezasmu shuchacham. Right. The point is not to show that the rabbi should show off how great he is and what a great drasha he could give. V'yodeh lidrosh pasuk o'maimer b'kam upon him. And he could darshan it in many different ways. Right. The purpose is to inspire and not to show that I'm very inspiring. But either way, there's some type of learning that should be done. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in that Simon Reish Sadi Sifkat and Zayin, Vizeu Tochachas Megula. This is open rebuke. La Osan Hanashim Hametailim, Ba'esahi Bishvakim Uberachovos. Those people who go on walks during the rabbi's year. When everybody's supposed to be learning. Ki Afilu Su the Shabbos, she mitzvah Aser, Oz Bibini Bittel Torah. Kol Shekin Latail Laharbos Az Basicha Batel Shaser. This time for schmoozing on Shabbos. And this time for eating, this time for sleeping, this time for all the things. But during the time that when the community is learning, the Mishnah Berurah says, why don't you be learning? Right, when somebody wants to learn themselves, okay. But if somebody is, if there's a shiur going on and I choose not to go, and I take a walk instead, the Mishnah Berurah is not a fan of that. So that's in terms of what to learn, halacha, agada, so yesh v'yesh, whatever one, whatever is inspiring for the am. Good. Iyun, what about learning bi'iyun on Shabbos? What about learning, is there anything wrong with learning bi'iyun? So that's new. So there is a Gemara in Kol Kisvei that seems to say that one of the Amoraim got upset by the others that were learning deeply. And the question is, what does that mean? So if you look in the Machzik Bracha is the Chida. The Chida in Siman Reish Sadi, he quotes, Ra'isi l'Rabbi Yaakov Emden, b'siduro, I saw in the Yavetz, Shetam b'chacham ha'osik b'iyin b'shabbos b'chalal Shabbos. Chalal Shabbos. Umaisi Raya, Nimashakaz, the Parakal Kisvei, Reb Zera, Kevichazi Zuzi Rabbanan, Amar Lotachlune. Right? When Reb Zera used to tell them, when he saw rabbis like arguing in Torah, so then he used to say, what do you mean Chalal Shabbos for? What does that mean? So all the Achronim try to figure out this Gemara. So says the Machzik Bracha, says the Chida, V'im Ha'adon Slicha. I beg your pardon, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. That's not what the Gemara means. The problem was, those rabbis got into such a discussion, they skipped the Suda. Right? They skipped enjoying Shabbos. Right? That was the problem there. And it wouldn't make a difference whether they were learning Be'ir, whether they were learning Be'kiyos, whether they were learning a Chumash. Wouldn't have made a difference. But any Tamar Chacham who eats and drinks v'kodem chatzos ad shelo yisod o achar shesod yuchal la'ayin lefalpel has kilo lahazkir shu machal Shabbos chas v'shalom he's doing something wrong v'ein raya klal me'ashas u bi'ir gedolo le'lokim kostantina Constantinople, Chor. Rabasi, Bizman Gdoli Adar, Hayu Beza Makomos, Kovim Yeshiva Bashas, Umefalpulim Yom Shabbos Kodim Chatzos. Kama Tamed Chachavim Shebekfar Ahu, Vishamanu, Ki Ein, Ki Hein Od Hayom, Ken Yasu. And I hear where the Chidah used to travel a lot. And that's why he saw many different cities. He wrote many, many Svarim, like 70 Svarim. But he used to travel all over Europe. So he says, when I was there, I saw it, and I think it's still going on. Then in Constantinople, they learn all afternoon. Be'iyun, v'chein, ira kodesh, Yerushalayim, tibonev esikonein, liyamim rishonim, b'yeshivas haraf prichadosh, avosenu siprulano, shoyim afalpulim, ba'omka d'dina b'erev. Friday night, used to stay in and be ma'ayin. V'chein reisi shenagu acharov, rosh yeshiva, and iskram harabanim zal, v'siyatam, shoyim afalpulim, b'sveika d'dina, kifam b'fam. V'akasav haran, perak afalpi, the time shall lahas keratana onas tal mechachamim, ki lefam yischadish alayim b'tamudam, v'tzrichim lenadit shena me'ineyam, even on Friday night, v'letroach b'tamudam, ayin sham. But so there's nothing wrong with it. But let me say the opposite. If a Talmud Chacham does that the whole week and wants to relax a little bit and not do it, that's also okay. He could have one night of rest of his mind too. V'ulamim Talmud Chacham b'yom haShabbos eino rotzeh l'troch b'iyun v'lo mid midei midi d'drasha o girsa v'chayos ishaper dami v'cheinu aminog rov haTalmidei Chachamim b'chol ha'makom ha'shavarti b'hem. Right, again, he says, in most of the places where I went, there's a little more relaxed. It's not the same as the regular weekday night pilpul. Umana im mashapirish harav chasid baldas chachma b'hadar Rabbi Zera. That story, Davi mehadar azuzi derabanav amar lelo tachlune takpei dehayel azhiram shalo yavol deisichas chulin. It was the opposite. He went to them and said, I know it's relaxed, but don't schmooze the whole Shabbos. Right, don't you have to be focused also. Ayin shal mashaherech matuf tam vadas v'rata dalei rashi shalo pirishachi. V'chulu. V'yizar, HaKadosh, V'rabbeinu Arizal, V'chulu. Okay, so that's the, nothing about learning with Ian, not learning with Ian, whatever one does would be fine. If you look in the Minchas HaLazar, the Munkacher, also in Chelek Dala Simen Memhei, he also goes through this and says, of course not. Of course not. It's not a problem. Only if it's going to be too mitzar for you, you don't enjoy it, you don't want to relax a little bit, that's fine. That's fine, but not that it shouldn't be something that's allowed. Whatever wants to learn is good. And remember that Meiri that we mentioned just recently, and one of the Shiurim, the Meiri in the Hakdama to Shas, and also last time I read it from the Hakdama, but he says the same thing in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches on the mitzvah of Oneg. Says the Meiri Kuf Yud Ches Mabez in Shabbos mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos Gedola Ad Maod V'inyana Hu Lefi Mamono Shel Adam. Based on a person's financial status will depend on his oneg. Ulufi masharogel babachol v'ushamra filu davar muat masola kavet Shabbos arakim mitzvah oneg Shabbos. As we know, even something small v'klal advar masei shavat chachovah desarach labrios ubirushalmi amru b'mem ma'ango marama b'sheino marama b'talmud Torah v'lo pligi kan b'talmud kan b'balabayis upirshu bar rabosai. This is how we quoted shatalmud ma'ango b'talmud Torah. So my rabbeim say, like the Pashav Shot, the Talmud who loves to learn is ba'anigit with Talmud Torah. U'balabayis b'sheina. That's what my Rebbeim say. V'ani omer hefech advarim. And I say, says the Meiri, the opposite shot of the Braisa. And this is what the Ramah quoted. Shat Talmud sheshona kol yimei ha-shavua mekayim b'shabas oneg sheina. Shalo yeisichlo lo'e yoter midai. The Talmud Chacham who learns very hard all week could relax a little bit more physically on Shabbos. Av balabayis shemisase kol yimos achol ba'asaka. But a balabayis who's osik in his things, in his business the whole week, roy lo shlisase ma'at b'shabas b'talmud Torah. Derech oneg. V'hu shereisi shalom. Nidnu yamam tovim v'shabbos el lasak mevet divrei Torah. Al yideishu tariach b'chol v'ein lo p'nai nidnu lo yamam tovim v'shabbosos. Because Hashem knows that we're busy the whole week, He gives us days that we're not allowed to work, so that we could be involved. Lasok mevet divrei Torah. V'avim medrash matan Torah isi kein. Okay, so that's the Meiri here in Shabbos. Kuf Yud Ches. Good, so we spoke about learning something new or learning something old. Again, whatever one wants. Learning halacha versus agada. Learning bi'iyun versus not bi'iyun. One other point. The Mishnah Berurah and the Shari Tshuva both quote being mechadesh. Being mechadesh on Shabbos. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Reish Sadi. Ayin sham b'shem ashla. Adarabba. Chayiv adam lechadesh chidushe Torah. Kamo shakasa b'zohar. Tebemotzi Shabbos. Bechazaras neshama yaseira limkoma. When our neshama yaseira goes back upstairs, shoel osa hakadosh baruch hu machidish amarta b'torah. New, you have something new for me. Our neshama yaseira is asked every motzi Shabbos. What do you have new for me? Ubemachzik bracha b'shem, right? He quotes the chida b'shem das chachma b'shem ari she'im machadish betorah ma'atrin la'aviv ba'oso olam. You bring crowns l'chein nisba kibud l'mitzvah Shabbos u'mishenu bar hachi. What if somebody can't be machadish? What if I'm not a bar hach? I'm not coming up with my own new ideas. So you should learn something new. Learn something new. Learn a new vart. U'mishenu bar hachi l'chadish yom adverim shalamad adhena. Said the Rishuva, learn something new they haven't learned yet. Either way, that's an idea of learning something new, which everybody could open up a new sefer, Hebrew, English, French, whatever language one wants these days, and learn something new. So that could be my neshama yaseira vart for the Shabbos, so that I could say that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Motzei Shabbos when my neshama yaseira returns. But all this came from the Arzarua, who paralleled the opposite of learning on Tisha B'Av and learning on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.